So friends, as you know, I've been speaking this week about the importance of choice and how every single individual choice we make adds up to determining the outcome of our lives. And I'm using the letters of the word choice to explain this and describe it, as you may remember. We started by looking at how Jesus Christ choosing to receive him is the most important choice that we can make. That's where it all begins. And that's what makes us able to make correct choices from then on, because he helps us. And then we looked at the importance of choosing the way of humility in every situation. Yesterday, we looked at choosing the way of obedience to God and to those he has placed over us. The next letter in the word choice is the letter I. Today, I'd like to talk about integrity. Now, integrity may be a big word for some of you, but you can think of it essentially as honesty in your heart. When most people think of honesty, they think of not telling lies. Now, that is important, and I'd like to talk about that first, because telling the truth, being completely truthful in every situation, is very, very important. Telling lies is very serious. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 44, that the father of all lies is the devil. That means that when you tell a lie, you're holding hands with the devil himself. He is the father of all lies. And so when you're telling lies, you're holding hands with the devil himself. And that's his native language. You know how in India, many of us have different native languages. The native language of hell is lying, telling lies. So that's very, very serious. And as I'm sure we've all found out, because we've all told lies at some point in our lives, when you tell one lie, you have to tell another, and then another, and then another to cover it up, and so on. Choose today, my dear friends, to never tell another lie. It will go well with you. But integrity is more than just that. See, most people, when they lie, they only worry about not getting caught. Integrity, on the other hand, is having that honesty in your heart. That means even in your heart, you're not lying. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse 18, that the things that come out from the heart. And in Matthew 7, 18, he said that if you have bad fruit on a tree, you know that that tree itself is bad. And the things that come out from the heart are an indication of what your tree is like. See, dishonesty is like bad fruit. Let's say you have a mango tree. And by the way, I miss Indian mangoes. I tell you, mangoes in India are hard to find anywhere else in the world. It's my favorite fruit. Imagine that you had a tree, a mango tree in your house, and it's constantly producing bad mangoes. If you're only worried about what people will think, and they look at your tree and think, oh, he's got so many bad mangoes, what you could do is, early in the morning, before anybody else gets up, you go and cut off all those bad mangoes and go to the market, or go the previous day to the market and buy some good mangoes and hang them on the tree. And then everybody walking by your house can see what wonderful mangoes you have on your tree. That's dishonesty. The tree itself is bad, is producing bad mangoes, and so you constantly have to hang good mangoes on top of that tree to make it seem like you have a good tree. But what if one day somebody shows up early in the morning, or you forgot to go to the store to buy the good mangoes? Then what? You'll be caught off guard. There's a verse in Numbers 32, verse 23. It says, be sure your sin will find you out. And history has proven over time that so many people who thought that they could hide their sin and hide their lying ways and lying habits, eventually it gets exposed. It's because they started and they didn't have integrity in their heart. It's a very stressful life. If you're always having to clip off these bad mangoes and worry who's going to see those bad mangoes and constantly having to hang good mangoes in its place. Thankfully, dear friends, there's a better way. Let me give you a simple definition of integrity that I hope you'll remember. Integrity is who you are when you think no one is looking. Let me say that again. Integrity is who you are when you think no one's looking. I'll tell you a little story. There was a large company that was looking to employ somebody to fill an important position in their company. And after going through all the resumes that they received, they narrowed it down to 25 applicants. And they invited these 25 men and women into a room and gave them a question paper with 10 interview questions. The interviewer told them that he wouldn't be able to stay in the room for the 30 minutes of that exam and that he would come back after they were done. Shortly after he left, everybody in the room immediately pulled out their smartphones and started researching the answers. And in fact, they were able to find the answers so quickly that they were done in 20 minutes, except for one young woman. She refused to cheat, even though there was nobody watching. And she wrote down the answers the best she could, and she didn't even get to finish the last two questions. After 30 minutes, the interviewer returned and collected everyone's papers. And without even looking at a single paper, he said, "We have decided who is going to fill the position in this company." And he called that young woman up to the front and congratulated her. Now, as you can imagine, everybody else was wondering, "You didn't even look at our answers. How are you so partial to this person without even looking at the answers that we wrote?" And then the interviewer showed them in the back of the room a little camera through which he was able to watch everything that was going on in the room, even though he wasn't physically there. And he said what mattered more than having all the knowledge for the job was having integrity. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15, verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good." You may not have realized it, dear friend, that God's been watching your life, and not just what you say and do, but what you think. There's a little camera inside your mind where God is watching what you think, what your attitudes are, what your motives are. And even when you think nobody else can see you, God is watching. And remember, dear friends, He is the one who is the interviewer of your life. One day we'll all stand before Him and we'll have to give account for our lives. And He'll play back that little camera. It's very, very important. Everything that we do in secret, God sees. And if everyone thinks highly of you, but in your heart you're just pretending to be good, one day that will be found out. Likewise, if everyone doesn't think much of you, but in your heart, God knows that your heart is good and honest, that too will one day be revealed. I said earlier that it's very stressful to live this life of constantly pretending who I am and who might see me doing something. Thankfully, Jesus offers a better way. Matthew chapter 3, verse 10 describes Jesus' ministry like this. He's like an expert gardener that can come and help you cut down the tree at its root. So if you find that you have this tree that is constantly producing lies and pretending and having to make an impression to others of somebody that you're not, Jesus is an expert gardener. He'll come and lay an axe to the root of the tree, and you'll get rid of that bad mango tree and plant a good one instead. He'll give you the good mango seed that you can plant in your garden, and then you never have to pretend again. It'll take a little time. You'll have to nurture that tree and let it grow, but little by little, your heart will change. You'll start to tell the truth where you used to tell lies. You won't panic if the doorbell suddenly rings and you wonder if they heard what you were saying behind the closed door. You won't worry if somebody goes and sees what websites you are going on your computer, because you will have integrity in your heart. Life becomes easier when you have integrity. I hope you will choose that way of integrity today. Come to Jesus. Remember, that's where it all begins. He offers you a new life, a new tree, the way of integrity. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you showed us an example of the way of integrity. Thank you that you have good seed that you can plant in our lives, the seed of telling the truth and being honest in our heart with you. Bless these dear students. Encourage them. Help them, Lord, that they too will walk this way. In Jesus' name, amen.